Midday. It's 32 in Kalamazoo. Well, I have my fingers crossed that many fans and even members of the Kalamazoo Concert Band are out there listening right now, because it's time for another Kalamazoo Concert Band flashback. I'm joined in person by Dr. Tom Evans once again. Welcome back to Classical WMUK.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I think we need some kind of theme music. You know, you said there's flashback. Also, we need to cue the music, you know, some kind of
That's your music. Programmer head already working.
Yeah, that's right.
You could really do some great radio work, Tom.
Thanks. That'd be fun, actually. And maybe when I retire, be fun.
Well, we have had flashbacks of a fantastic Bernstein tribute program. We've looked at
Halloween
Christmas.
Concert.
What do you have in store for us today?
Today's Arabian Nights. That's just what we need for a winter day. Well, with the forecast you gave, it's promising that spring is just around the corner. It's improving. The weather is improving. But anyways, when we got together last month, I thought this would be a good time to get out of the winter doldrums and play some hot music, some Arabian Nights music, because the music is hot. It's exciting stuff.
You also programmed this concert for this time of year.
I did. Yeah, this is a February. What's February 27th, 2017?
25. If we're going to be
this concert comes back from February 25, 2017. So 4 years ago. So. Yeah, time flies. So it was a February concert, and for the exact same reason. Sometimes I do tropical themes in February. because in Kalamazoo, you need that.
And I know you are looking forward to presenting the two guest artists on this concert.
Oh, my goodness. Carolyn Keeble and Igor Huot is he's an oud player. And of course, many of our listeners know Carolyn Keeble is a phenomenal drummer, percussionist, musician extraordinaire. And she was also our guest artist.
Carolyn Keeble, and you said oud player. That is
oud.
Is that the Middle Eastern lute sound?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. It's or a guitar, however you want to, whatever your knowledge is of those instruments. So, and it's an ancient instrument. It's one of the oldest Arabic instruments out there, and it's also one of the more popular instruments, which is interesting. So, it's a very old instrument and remains a very popular instrument. It's a pear-shaped instrument. It has 13 strings, I believe, arranged in 6 courses, and it's fretless. Oh, it has a very short neck.
Really?
Yeah, short neck.
It can get a lot of sound.
Yes, it can. Yeah, in the hands of a master. And Igor is a master, absolutely.
Wow. And so you're thinking of these two top-level musicians in Middle Eastern styles. And then, you know, as we both know, classical composers have been fascinated with the sounds of the Middle East for centuries.
Yeah,
you know,
I think a lot of it has to do with the tuning. You know, the scales that come out of the Arabic nations are really interesting to us. But particularly, one of the sounds that's really dominant is that flat second. That the flat second. If you go to your piano and play, you know, play the first 5 notes of a C scale instead of playing a D, play a D flat, you'll be immediately transported to that part of the world.
That's what music can do.
Yeah.
And it has, of course, served as the musical building blocks for a whole host of pieces. Let's talk about some of the pieces you put together and the sound worlds you wanted to create on this entertaining program for February 25th in Chenery Auditorium 2017.
Yeah, well, we started with a march, but we're going to skip that today because it's okay. It's a good march, but it's anyways. When I looked back at this program, I really should have just cut the march all together. Sorry, and this really should have started with a tune called Arabesque, and that's what I like to open our program with today. It's by Sam Hazo, a Pittsburgh composer, and a friend of mine, and it's a fabulous piece. And of course, which is also very typical when Western composers write. They have this air of mystery and mystique associated with this part of the world. So it lends itself to that as well, this music does. And it's filled with, as the name implies, arabesque, a lot of ornamentations and what have you, and expressive devices. Certainly the rhythms kick in and they sound Middle Eastern. It's an exciting work. And it's a great way to immediately, once you hear this, from the opening notes, the strains of the flute, you feel like you're being transported into another part of the world. And that was my intent, actually, was putting this program together was, like I said, it's a February concert here in Kalamazoo. You know, you got to break through the ice and, you know, think of something warm. And so that's how I came up with these ideas.
This track features just the Kalamazoo Concert Band, led by Dr. Tom Evans. We are flashing back to February 25th, 2017 in Chenery Auditorium. Here's Arabesque by Sam Hazo.
Thank you.
We're listening to a wonderful concert from 2017 of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. Dr. Tom Evans is here with me, and he was the one conducting that performance of Arabesque by Sam Hazo.
Heck, I was conducting here in the studio.
I didn't know if I needed to hear that, but it turns out I absolutely did.
Yeah.
You know, get that feeling, get the February weight off of my shoulders.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you listen to this music, it makes you want to move in your seat. At least I hope everyone is.
It really showcased a lot of sections of the band,
yeah,
including the percussion, of course.
Right.
I appreciated Christine Griffith's solo in the beginning.
Yeah.
Wonderful, terrific way to start our hour here on Classical WMUK. This is a flashback of a concert called Arabian Nights. And in probably 10 minutes or so, we'll be getting to pieces that feature the two guest artists,
yes,
Carolyn Keeble and Igor Hewitt. But next, I'm glad to see that you included one of the most familiar pieces that pay homage to the Middle East, and that's from a famous ballet.
Yes, The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, of course. And so this worked out really well, so I'm putting the program together. And actually, the program is already put together, but then I'm always thinking about how I can improve it or tweak it. And so I'm thinking, okay, this is a February concert. I'm saying, oh, man, everybody and their uncle does, you know, the ballet academies do, you know, The Nutcracker every December. That's their, you know, bread and butter. So I thought, you know, I'll contact our local the Ballet Arts Academy and see if they would be interested. And because they had just performed The Nutcracker back in December. So I wish I could remember the director's name. I apologize sincerely. But so I contacted the director of the Ballet Arts Academy, and they said, yes, of course. And so we had, I think, up to six dancers for this performance. It was remarkable. And I should also point out that the Brian Shetterly, the assistant conductor, is the one conducting this next piece, which comes from The Nutcracker. And just to set things up, just to remind your listeners, although I'm sure they don't need to be reminded, the Arabian dance and all the other dances that come from The Nutcracker take place when Clara is whisked away in Act 2, Scene 1 by the prince. Is it to Candyland or the Land of Sweets or whatever?
Enchanted something or
yeah,
other.
And so we have chocolate from Spain, and we have tea from China, and of course we have coffee from Arabia. And that's why this is called the Arabian Dance.
Let's hear the Kalamazoo Concert Band once again, recorded February 25th, 2017 in Chenery Auditorium. Thank you.
Josephine.
Once again, the Kalamazoo Concert Band. My guest is Dr. Tom Evans, who directed most of the concert, that particular selection directed by Brian Shetterly.
The assistant.
And we're here together on this February 25th, the exact four-year anniversary of this concert.
Seriously? I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah, I just figured it out, too.
Well, that's scary.
Well, no, we planned that, I'm
sure. Of course, yes. All according to plan.
This is a way of remembering what live music feels like, yeah. Remembering concerts you may have attended or maybe haven't had a chance to hear the Kalamazoo Concert Band for a while and can look forward to returning to concert halls and hearing this wonderful ensemble.
That's right. We're on an extended intermission. We're going to come back. The board met just this week, actually, on Monday night, and through a Zoom meeting, of course. And and we're trying to make plans actually as early as this summer. It might be premature. I don't know. But the plans are being made for potential outdoor summer concerts. Two of them. One would be in Three Rivers, and one would be in Bronson Park. The Arts Council of Kalamazoo is trying to book us. They do want to book us, so they're planning on holding events. It's a little more challenging for the Kalamazoo Concert Band because we're such a large organization, and we want to make sure our members are safe for the rehearsals. Outdoors, of course, is another matter, but we rehearse indoors because we rehearse in the evenings. So I don't know. We'll see. But like I said, so we are strongly making plans for the fall, so I think there's a better shot at us appearing in live performances in the fall. But who knows? You know, fingers crossed, and I'm always eternally optimistic that things will always go in our favor. So maybe we'll have two performances in June with the Kalamazoo Concert Band. But we're still alive and kicking and moving ahead and still collecting donors. And I'd like to thank our donors who have continued to support us even though we are dark, but I certainly appreciate that. Actually, the donations have been very generous, and but you can still donate. So people still remember us, and all the notes that we receive with the donations are saying how much they miss us, and I have to say we miss you. We must play with each other. It's musicians need an audience and they need each other, and this is a hard time for performing artists.
I think those in the audience do understand that it's just uncertain, and you know everyone's doing the best they can.
Yeah, we are,
and it would be wonderful to have some summer music. I think there's a chance.
There's a chance. You know, I think, and I've been telling my son this, who's a freelance trombonist in L.A., I think it's going to be a huge renaissance because I think there's all this pent-up energy, certainly for creative people, and it just waiting for, it's all this, we're being dammed up, and as soon as that dam breaks open, and it's going to be a floodwater of creativity, at least I think. I think it's going to be, because people are hungry for this stuff. People are hungry for sporting events. They're hungry for live performances, concerts, just to mingle with each other, to go out for a nice dinner at a restaurant. I think it's going to be once we get everyone gets their vaccines and Iceland does all the things they need to do, I think we're going to be in good shape. And if I may, I am scheduled for my second vaccine shot in March, middle of March, and then that'll be my second one. And so by the end of March, I'll be hopefully immune to this pandemic. So
that's wonderful. Great news.
I encourage everyone to do their bit, man. If you want to get back on track, pay attention.
That's right. They're safe. They're effective. And if you can get an appointment, go immediately.
Yeah, because I want, do I want to get back to all of this. Man.
Well, I promised that we would hear Igor and Carolyn, that is Carolyn Keeble with hand drums and Igor Huet playing the oud in a little while. And we're still about 10 minutes away from that. I sort of miscalculated because we're going by an order of our director here.
What do I have next?
It's called Persis.
Oh, Persis. What a great piece this is. Yeah. So the composer, it's a programmatic work. And so the composer for this piece he imagines himself in ancient Persia, and he spies this Of course he does. He spies this really beautiful woman in this flower-laden courtyard, and he's smitten by her. And he allows himself into the courtyard. Somehow he manages to get into the courtyard, and of course their eyes connect, and they're in a loving embrace, and you know all the sparks and fireworks and magic starts to take place. And then of course he's discovered by the guards, and then a chase ensues. He's chased out of that garden, and as he's running through Persia, through the city, lamenting the love that could have been. He's probably hoping that she's thinking the same thing.
Is he represented by any section or instrument?
Well, you'll definitely hear the chase scene, and you certainly will hear the romance scene. That's really just it's lush and gorgeous. It's wonderful writing. This is by James Hussein. Is that right, James? I think you have the notes there. Yeah, he's the composer of this. He writes some wonderful stuff, and then it gives a chance for the percussion section to shine as well.
If you just tuned in, we are flashing back to February 25th, 2017, exactly 4 years ago, when the Kalamazoo Concert Band presented Arabian Nights at Chenery Auditorium. Here's Persis by James Hussein. guys. Cadence, wonderful stuff.